Ben Simen Mem Zayin, in the middle of Sif Yud. So let's again start Sif Yud. Im Hivsik Mililmoit. A person, Tabichas HaTeire, he started learning, and then he was Mafsik, he stopped learning. Benis Asik Ba'asokov, and he started being Oisik in his business. Another Asokim, Gekivin Shadatai Lachsa Mililmoit, in a machlekes, if there was a positive das, or if there's a subconscious das, that he has an intent that he'll be able to learn again, he'll continue learning, is lehami hefsik. So the asokim that he was Isaac with is not called a hefsik, that he had stopped learning. And so when, if he has a chance to learn again, so this is a continuation of the learning that he started learning after Birchas HaTorah. That's one case, and that we learned yesterday. Who had been l'sheino, if a person slept, we're speaking about a sheines aroi, a sheine that he's not kaveya to sleep, but just a temporary sleep. So that is also not considered a hefsik. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Mechav Gimel. L'sheina Rotzoloimel Shnas Arai. He's not going to sleep now. This is just a temporary sleep. Dahainu. She's Namnem V'miyushiv. He's sitting down. And he's sleeping Alatzila Yodav on his elbows. Vafilu Balayla. Filu, this is at night, which light night is as man shayna, but that what his oifen of sleeping is not the way one normally goes to sleep. So this is called a temporary sleep, and it's not considered that he stopped learning. This is only like he's going to sleep a little and to continue learning. So therefore, this sleep is not considered a hefsek. Let us mention two things, and perhaps we'll know what's with Yaakov Avinu. It's very interesting. We had before in Hilchos Tefillin, there the halach is Ashinas Arai is permissible, but there it says it's Roshay Ben Birkov. He's sleeping, his head is between his knees, which is a very uncomfortable position. And here we're saying B'yushev Alatzile Yodov. Now he's sitting by a table and he's laying on his elbows, on his hands. L'chayre, this is a better sleep. So I think the difference is as follows. By tefillin, the halacha is that one is also b'sheines kva, he's not allowed to have a kviyasik sleep, because in a kviyasik sleep, he might be mefiyach, he might pass gas, and therefore Chazal asked something that could bring to a kviyasik sleep. So therefore, when he sleeps Roshay Bein Birkov, he won't be sleeping too long, because this position is not a position that one can sleep long. It's only he'll dribble off and then he'll get up again. So we are assured over there, but he won't be sleeping too long. Here we have a different aloche. Here we have aloche as follows. If a person decides to go to sleep at night, we'll speak about that by day in a few minutes. The person decides to go to sleep at night, so there's such a concept of sleep, people sleep at night. So that is considered a hesach habdas of learning. That means now he decided to sleep. He learned whatever he did. Now, so now he's going to take his night's sleep. So that is considered a hesach hadas. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, but the night sleep is normally a person lays on a bed. That's called he's sleeping for the night. But this person who's sleeping on his elbows, from his actions, we see that he doesn't have an intent to take his night sleep. He would go into the bed. So al kochoch, this is considered a temporary sleep, and that is why he doesn't have to make birchas atayla. Now the Dirshu brings down, Rav Chaim Knievsky said, over Amurah d'Kechadish, the Dirshu brings a machlokes, and this, but let us just say, the Dirshu brings down that the Chazanish had said, if a person laid down in bed, but he did not put on pajamas, he laid down with his clothing, and even if he slept a few hours, that is also called a temporary sleep. That means from his action, we see he's not interested in going to sleep. How long he'll sleep, that's irrelevant. When he just laying down to refresh himself. If somehow he'll sleep a little longer, that's irrelevant. But he's not going to sleep. Then he taka lay down to go to sleep. I mean, if a person does not do this and he's just, anything else is called a temporary sleep. That's cool. I mean, yeah, can be done in pajamas, so kaponim, one.
If he lay down on his bed, would he call
him to sleep
or not?
So the Chazanish says when you wake up, the shayla is, why did you lay down with your clothing? It could be two things. One thing could be he's too lazy to put on the pajamas. That could be one thing. If that's the reason, so he's going to sleep, but he's too lazy to put on pajamas. We say pajamas in the toilet. So then, he's going to sleep, but he can go to sleep without pajamas. Fine, that's one thing. But if a person who normally, when he goes to sleep at night, he puts on pajamas, so why didn't he put on pajamas now? Because so actions speak louder. No, he doesn't have an intent to go to sleep now. He wants to lay down to refresh himself. How long he'll have to sleep in order to refresh himself? It could be 20 minutes, a half an hour, an hour. But that's his intent. So if I'm laying down just to refresh myself, that's not called I was Mesir Das from learning. I'm going to go Yoshin, there's a Merdek, a Koyach, and Shina. The person can sleep a little bit and he can get refresh himself. So Mela, this Shaina is not considered a Hesach Hadas of learning. Going to sleep by night, he puts on his pajamas, goes to sleep, that's cool. Now I'm finished. By me, I'm finished. Now I'm going to sleep. So when he wakes up, then he'll have to make birchas atayla. That's called the hesek atas. That is what that's dvar this halacha. We'll see as the sifim progress. What? This is a birchas atayla. This is a birchas atayla that. That if he has to make a new bracha, so it's considered he's still in the process, he'll still learn, he just wants to refresh himself. Umelchat ubeis akise, or he went to melchat, he went to beis akise, the loy havi hefsek, this is not called the hefsek. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, melchat ubeis akise, lefi shegam shom, eine mesir data, yadai milu midachakach. That means at the present time I can't learn, I have to take care of my tzlochim. But I never was mesir das from learning, so I have a chiv on myself to learn keseder, and I'm not shirking myself of the chiv at the present time. I have to be oisir tzlochim, go to melchat, so those, so memeila. So that it's also not called a Hesach Hadas. One svore. V'oi the second svore, shegam shom tzorch lizor b'dineim, a very interesting svore, that he never tore himself away from Torah, because there's halachis he has to be mekayim in the Beis HaKisei. How much he can expose his body. Al-Kemu Yisiyach Data Yadayim Eyatayim. So going into the Beis HaKisei, since he's governed in these Mekaymais with Halachis, so it could very well be you don't have to make a Birchas HaTorah since these are only, he's doing mitzvahs and he's governed with Halachis, but Al-Kaponim, it's not called I stopped learning because I'm not learning now the L'Shem Limud, but Al Kaponim, I'm not torn away from Torah. I'm in the Beis HaKisei, there's halachas which I have to be Mekayim. So Al Kaponim, this is what Sifu tells us, that a hefsek of a nesek is not called a hefsek hadas. Because in the temporary sleep is not called the Hesach Hadas, and the Melchus HaBeis HaKisei is not called the Hesach Hadas. Now, Simen Yudalev, Sif Yudalev, Shnas Keva Bayoim Al Mitosai Havi Hefsik. Now, a person goes to sleep by day, wants to sleep by day, he wants to sleep now. So the Mechaba holds, so this is called the Hefsik. That means if he's going to sleep now, so that means for whatever reason is he's going to sleep, that's a Sheinis Kva. So this is, so now he's going to sleep. It's broad daylight, the Kasha Hamaise. It's a Shnas Keva, another soul, the minimum Shir of Shnas Keva is 30 minutes. That's a hefsek. So when he wakes up, he has to make birchas hatayim. V'yesh oimrim d'loy avi hefsek. Others say it's not a hefsek. V'chein noagu. And the meaning is, we don't make a bracha. Now this aloche is moiridik negeya. It's moiridik negeya to all of us. But let's just start with one mashal and then we'll elaborate a little. Let's say, a person, Shaina B'Shabbos, Tainik, that's a mitzvah, because that is a mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos, is a mitzvah to sleep. I think to be that the Rizal slept 2 hours on Shabbos by day. Al Kaponim, they say, used to see his lips moving while he was sleeping. Alibi, we would learn when we're up as much he learned when he's up. Al Kaponim, he slept 2 hours Shabbos. That was the Rizal. Al Kaponim, but a person, there's such a concept, a person is going to sleep. So if a person is going to sleep, so that's cool. I stopped learning now. I'm going to sleep. That is, so, when he wakes up, he sleeps 2 hours Shabbos, he wakes up. He should make birchas hatorah. That's the first day. V'yesh oimrim, others say, the loy havi hefsik. It's not a hefsik. A yesh oimrim, v'chein nogu, and the minik is this way. Now, let us just explain for 3 minutes, what is the svara of this yesh oimrim? We have to understand this, v'yesh oimrim is very shver. He went to sleep now. Why isn't it a hefsik? So, the Beis Yosef explains the svar of the V'yesh Oimrim, a very difficult svar, but let's just explain the svar. There's a Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. We don't paskel like the Rabbeinu Tam, but let's just see what the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is a person goes to sleep at night. It's night, he goes to sleep, and he goes to sleep, it became night early, he went to sleep 9 o'clock at night already, he woke up 4 o'clock in the morning, a good sleep. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds, he doesn't make Birchas HaTorah. The Rabbeinu Tam holds a Sheinis Kva Balaylo, he slept a good sleep, not a hefsek. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, why do we make Birchas HaTorah every morning? Because that was a takona. Each morning you make Birchas HaTorah. Each day, each new day you make Birchas HaTorah. Just like each new day we make a nation la sacrivina, ma bisharome, ma telasu. Each day we make birchas ha-teira. But the birchas ha-teira of one day patos till the next day. So if you wake up, according to the Rabbeinu time, you wake up, you want to sleep 9 o'clock, you woke up 4 o'clock, you refresh, you slept your 7 hours, gewaldig. Don't make birchas ha-teira because the old sleeping, a full of shenis kwa is not a hefsik, wait till it becomes day, and then you make pichasa. This is the shitas of Rabbi Nuta. We do not task you like the Rabbi Nuta. Fine, okay. But the Ogul said something very interesting. He said, but Rabbi Nuta holds that a shenis kwa, you don't make a broche. We don't task like that. But that's a shenis kwa balaylo. A shenis kva bayoim is not so kavu as a shenis kva balayla, because people sleep at night, people don't sleep by day. So when it comes to a shenis kva bayoim, we're chayish for the shitas Rabbeinu Tam. We won't make a broche. That means, so even though at night we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, and if a person sleeps at night, he wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning, he has to watch, I don't make birchas ha-teira. Don't wait till Aleisha Sharam. Make not birchas ha-teira. So lalocha, we don't pask him. But a shein is kva ba-yoyim, it's not so kviyistik, like a shein is kva ba-loyim, then we'll be chayish for the shittas of Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore we won't make a broche. We won't make a broche. It's a mildik chiddush. That means we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. But the shein is kva bayoyim, we'll be chayish and we won't make a broch. So now let us again see the loshen of Mechaba. Shein is kva bayoyim amitosi ha-vehefsik. So the Mechaba says, we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. So if he makes a shein is kva bayoyim, that's called the hefsik. It's irrelevant bayoyim, but lila, that's called the hefsik. V'yesh oimrim, there's a yesh oimrim that holds. And the longest of this is because since the Rabbeinu Tam held up the Shenis Kva Balayla is not a Hefsik, so Bayoim will be Chayish for his Shita. It's not so Kviyis the Kva Balayla, we won't make a Broche. And the Mechaba says, Bechay Nogu, and the Minigistake, like this Shita, we don't make a Broche. So therefore, we'll learn now the Mechaba. So therefore, I go to sleep. I sleep 2 hours Shabbos. I wake up. I ask the Rav, what should I do? The minig is you don't make a broch. That's what we learn from the Mechaba. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein Nogu. Now this V'chein Nogu, it's a very mechudish tikedin. That means the whole cheshbon is mechudish. We don't paskin like the Rabbi Netampa. Yeah, we do paskin. I hold Shemavoich Tovi Yolabroche. Mikiradin is a hemsik, it's a shenis kva. He went to sleep, he went on mitos, he went to sleep. This is a hemsik. So I hold him, he make a broche, Tovi Yolabroche. He did a gewaldig gezach, because Mikiradin, Roy Poiskim hold, you should make a broche. V'chein nog moiri, mazi lavor, v'chein iskim apri chodesh, v'il rabbi, v'shem habi rishoyne v'achroin, v'chein kosov agro, v'chein hetik ha'cha yodom laloch. So we hear here a big barrage of g'doylei ha'poiskim who hold, like the Mechaba said, shein is kva ha'vehefsik, not like this yesh oimrim. Yeah. Not like the Yeshem. You make a broche. So now the Mishnah Berurah, but listen, we're fighting City Hall. The Mechaba said, the Yeshem of the Chayin Nogu. I mean, the Mechaba said, the Menigis, you don't make a broche. So Al Koponim Nire Poshit, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Tasoimech Al Kol Apoiskim Sheizkarnu Umevorech, Loi Hifsit. He's Soimech on the Poiskim. He makes a broche. He didn't do anything wrong. So there's a machoikis. We hold you need a broche because he slept at night. And Shainis Kva is a hefsik. And according to that, Cheshbin, I told you he slept by day, it should also be the same thing. The Ben Yitam says, no, sleep is nothing. You know when you make a block in the morning? Because it's a new day. That's the Ben Yitam. So, we don't paskin like the Ben Yitam. We hold that you make a block because of the shame. But by Yain, since that shame is not so kviistic as the shayna of Laila, so the chayish for the Rabbein Tam, we won't make a book. Yes? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that right now. I will talk about it right now. Yeah? This is Gemaldik. You have a problem with Meir Broches. No problem. He has a legitimate reason for making the Broches. He make a Broches, no problem. Now, so we'll come to your Shai. Possibly, yeah, make the Broches. I'm a Broches, I'm hipster. Now, before we go further, we learned the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah was very strong. We see like these poskim, even though the Bachabah says the Dominic is, you don't make a bracha, but the Mishnah says if a person makes a bracha, Eloi Hibsit, there's a lot of poskim hold, you should make a bracha, but if you make a bracha, Eloi Hibsit, I'm telling you, you didn't do a bad thing, and fine. What? Yeah, it's not a bracha, Lovatola, fine. The Chazaynish is chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, no. He says, a shein is kva by yoim. Yoim is not as man shein. So it's always called a shein is aray. That's the svara of the yeshaimrim. They saw that there's a different. Laila is as man shein. Yoim is not as man shein. So therefore, Chazanish holds one should not make a broch. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. Now, let's talk about... What? He went in pajamas. I thought he went in pajamas. According to Chazanish, he's sleeping in a Zman that's not a Zman Shayna. So it's not called a Hepsik. People don't sleep now. So every Shayna Sayyim is a Shayna Saroy. Fine. Okay, that's the sheet of the Chazanish. So you'll ask a Chazanish, the Chas Vishal, you won't make a book. Fine, okay. Now there's a Mura de Kishayla. What is the Dim? Shavuos, a person was up the whole night Shavuos. He was up the whole night Shavuos, and then he sleeps by day. The Velt says, a Velto, by him, Kate, a person is up one night, Shnasayim Yomim, he sleeps 2 days, the day before, the day after, he makes up for the being up at night. Well, Kaponim, that's for sure, a person who was up at night. So the first day Shavuos, he sleeps. He sleeps before the Suda, after the Suda. He sleeps. Fine. So what's with this sleep? What's with this sleep? So personally, I held like the Shavuos, but cloud is a problem. If you have a whole night, it's a shower. You do make a book, you don't make a book. Someone is mighty, he's half asleep, you're half asleep. Look upon him. We ate so with the Michas HaTeir. But Shavuos is a Berdike talk. Shavuos is not Teresainu. So I held it was zicher proper if a person sleeps. So he has a good sleep the first day Shavuos. He wakes up after everything, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's oiskeru. It's Shavuos. Yeah, matn Teresainu. So al kaponim, I held it zicher proper to make Berchas HaTeir. And we have our Mishnah Berurah. I'm a Baruch Lehipsit. So Mamela, so to make it now a Moskirot, it's a Mordek Zman, V'niya Nachno, V'tzatzoin, it's a Mordek Tvila, and Yoy Matan Teresayna, so I held the Tzicha, a proper thing. I'll kapon him, Shavuos by day, which is a real Shinas Kva, I didn't sleep at night, to make this broch. That's what I held. Yeah, it was yikes, but now this... But, That's irrelevant. Ashenis kvas called a hefsik. That's a him, that's a hef. That's what I'm talking about. Ashenis kvas a hefsik. He's finished. He's out of commission. He's sleeping. Ashenis kvas a hefsik. Yeah, yeah. He always hears that. He always hears that. Yeah. But it doesn't help. It's a hefsik. Finished. It's a hefsik. That's according to the Mechaber. Now, about Kaponim, so I saw something very interesting. So I saw there's a Sefer Deila Omashke that they bring the Esra of Chaim Knievsky, and the Esra of Chaim Knievsky said, this is Daf Kuvta the Kres, no, Ois Kuvta the Kres, page 531. The Esra of Chaim Knievsky says, according to the Chazed Ish, it's whatever you slept, 5 hours, 6 hours, it's still a shameless haray. So Shavuot is by day, even though it was up a whole night, that's your night watching. You sleep by day, you don't make a broch. That's what Rav Chaim Knievsky said, b'shem d'chazen ish. There's a hagod there on this sefer, that they say from Rabbalan Reb Shteiman es d'chazen ish, and he hears from the chazen ish differently. Shavuot is by day, since you never slept at night, so that's your Shainus Halayla. This is my night sleep. So the Chazanish, so exactly how both these things stem, Rav Chaim heard one thing from the Chazanish here, the second thing, that I don't know about Kaponim. Rav Aaron Lev Steinman says, the Chazanish said that if this is his night sleep, a full according to the Chazanish, you should make Birchas Latayr. So that's all Kaponim. So you have a person who is a night shift, and he's up a whole night and does. So, I mean, electricity would come out. According to the Chazenish, we have a machlokes. According to Rabbi Aaron Leib says he can make a brocha. If he may hear the shinus kvar bayin. Fine. Sif Yud Beis. Af im lomad balaylo, a person may be chasateira by day, and he stopped learning. He didn't learn anymore, and now he started learning at night. Af im lomad balaylo, halaylo heilach achayim sheova. So the night is not called a new day already, even though in Allah it's in the Yemei HaShemua, Yemei HaChodesh is called a new day. The Laila is called a continuation of the previous day. He didn't sleep. He can continue learning, even though he didn't learn by day, he's learning now by night. Yeah. Balaila Ratsulaima Vafilu Laylama Bayim Klau. He didn't learn anything by day. And he's learning at night. So the Limo Dalaila Shava Shakozman Shu Neya. Mutalov Lilmoid Kozman she has like night he has a chiyuv to learn. He didn't learn right away. He didn't learn right away. Finished. About Al Koponim. Al Koponim, now he's learning. Veina Hefsik, Veser Adas Choshev Hefsik, Linyan Bichas Atayr. So he didn't learn by day at all. So Al Koponim, but now he's learning, so he doesn't have to make a new brach. Shelo Yoshan, Rotoloyme Shishnas Kva, that means so at night. He didn't sleep at a Shainas Kva. Avum Yosha Shnas Kva Al Mitosoy. But if he went to sleep, a Shainas Kva, that means Ashenis Keva Balaila Zicha called the Hefsi. Vafilua Yeshaimrim Shebesif Yud Aleph Moida Bezeb. Even though they said Ashenis Kva Bayoim, one should not make a broche. There were Chayish with the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, but Ashenis Kva Balaila were not Chayish with the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So Mamela, so that's the din. So that's what it says. He can learn till he goes to sleep. When he goes to sleep at night, when he wakes, then Hashem's Kvav Alayla Zicha called the Hefsik, he wakes up. So then, now, This is very much Negei Yeshua's at night. He was up the whole night. He didn't sleep. That means that's how we hold. That we hold the Iker is that you make a bracha each day. A Shein is a hepsik, so after Shein, you make a bracha. If you were up a whole night, so there's no hepsik, you continue learning. Others hold you should make a bracha, because there's a mechayev of the yom, it's a new day, so make a bracha because it's a new day. So we have a machlokes. Others say that the mechayev of a bracha each day is the sheinis kvar. He didn't sleep, even though it's a new day, you don't make a bracha. And others say every day you make a bracha, it's a new day, you make a bracha. So what did he do? He was up a whole night. What did he do now? It's in the morning. He didn't sleep. According to the first day, he didn't sleep. Don't make a bracha. According to the second day, it's a new day. I do make a bracha. Zok the Mishnah Berura, v'savik brachas l'hokol. Don't make a bracha. What does it mean, don't make a bracha? It means learn. You can learn. Is there something in my machui to make a bracha or not? You see, you learn. You don't make a bracha. And here the Dilsha brings down from Moshleim Zalman Obach, from Rat Liyashid, from the Chazaynish. This din, if you're up a whole night, you don't have anyone, so you shouldn't make a bracha, you should learn. It's a something, a machui be a bracha or not. So you say, something, bracha is lahokul. And Lamaisa, you can't make a bracha because others hold your potter, and you learn without a bracha. That's what you should do. Ach im evshalai, but I'll tell you, if he has an eitzah, yira lishmei bichasatera meyachar, should go over to a person who had slept, yemelei shechavim loitziyoi b'habrocha, so ask him to be meitziyim. Who yechavim loitziyoi shviyan ome, if he has someone that slept that night, he should go over to him and tell him he should be meitziyim. So he's a Maitzim. I listen to his Baruch, I say, Amen. Then he should say, that's one Eitzah, if he has someone that slept. Or if he doesn't have someone that slept, so there's still an Eitzah. So when he comes to Avar Rabbe, he should think, why do we kind of mitzvah Bicha Sater with Avar Rabbe? Then he shall learn afterwards, after he finishes davening, he shall learn something. So you brech echo, finish. So that's the psak of the Mishnah Berura. You're up a whole night, don't make a new bracha, that's for sure. It's a suffix. Continue learning. If you find someone that will be made to you, give out. If you don't find someone, so you learn, and thereby have a rabbi, you have a zinin, so to be yoitz, if you can do that. Now this is a Muradik Halacha. Why does it he slept Erev Shuas? He knew he was going to be up the whole night. So he slept Erev Shuas 2 hours on his bed. Give Balta, because he slept Erev Shuas. Of a Laila, some Amela, according to the first day in the Machabe, he's Mukhid Reri Abrocha because he slept there. But we're Chayish for the Rabbeinu Tam that holds sleeping is not a Machayiv, a new day is a Machayiv. Fine. So Al Kaponim, Posek Agoin Rabbi Kivega, the Bezel Kul Almasos, Lavoich Baboyke Bichas Atere, and Bichas Arvis, and Abatomish Arvis Paiteres, and Lomit Niachar. So Rabbi Kivega says, if he slept Ashinas Kva Erev Shuas, he slept an hour in bed, he slept an hour in bed Erev Shuas. So Meikir Adin, we hold, should make a bracha then, right? We make or we don't make a bracha. We hold, maybe Shaina is not a hefsek. Good. So what is the mechayev? Mechayev ben etam, that you make a bracha the next day. So now it's the next day. So the kemek says, mamonav shech, I should make a bracha now. Because I slept erev shavuot, so my mele, so according to Roy Poisk, I can make a bracha. I still have a bracha, a chiv to make a bracha according to them. The meaning is I don't make a bracha because I'm chayish. Maybe you don't make a bracha because of Shein, you make a bracha on a new day. So now it's a new day. So you should make a bracha in Mon of Shein. So Mamil Das Rabbi Kemeges, Apsak Rabbi Kemeges says that if a person slept a Sheinus Kva by day, which the minimum is a half an hour in bed, so then in the morning he doesn't have to look around for someone who slept or didn't sleep. The he can make a bracha. The Chazanish didn't pass them like Rabbi Kemeges also, because the Chazanish was very strong that a Sheinus Kva by him is nothing. But I'll upon him, that's how the Mishnah Berurah passed.